Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Oh, yes, we are with you again today, and so many greetings we are sending to you. Yes, if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Your anniversary, happy anniversary. Whatever the day, happy Father's Day to those that is approaching being a father right now. Father's Day to you. Whatever the case may be today, we're going to celebrate with you. Just because you're you. And guess what? We love you. We really do love you. You and you. Yes. And thank God for you being there today. We want to let you know we're praying for you. And we want you to continue to pray for us. And also, don't forget to call. All right? 347-857-3925. Those of you that are on your computer or other means of listening, call us. And don't forget to punch the 1 because you want to talk to us. I know you do. You're going to talk to us today. Yes, you are. All right. Here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father God, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, giving you all honor and glory and praise that is due unto your holy name this day, Lord. Father God, as we come before you, Lord, asking you, Father God, for forgiveness of any sin, Lord, Father God, that we commit against you, Lord, Father God, in thought, deeds, actions, Lord, Father God, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, Father. We ask you, Father God, for your forgiveness, Lord, Father God. And Father God, as you forgive us, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to give us that heart, Lord Father God, to forgive those also that trespassed against us, Lord Father. Father God, we come before you, Father, holding Rudolph in prayer right now, Lord Father. Father God, he had back surgery, Lord Father God, and we ask you, Father God, to touch his back right now, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, for a speedy recovery, Lord Father God. Father God, touch every nerve system right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Eldred Christian, Lord Father God, for healing also, Lord Father God, of his body right now, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father, and we thanking you, Lord Father God, receiving, Lord Father God, healing right now, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father God, healing of our minds, Lord Father God, of our hearts right now, Lord Father God. Father God, even of our spirit man right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, for traveling mercies, Lord Father God, for Clement Thomas, Lord Father God, and his family, Lord Father God. Father God, as they make their way, Lord Father God, to settle services, Lord Father God, with their mom, Lord Father God. Touch them, Lord Father God. Give them strength, Lord Father God, in the passing of their mom right now, and all those, Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father God, we continue, Lord Father God, to pray, Lord Father God, for Pastor Dungy, Lord Father. Father God, you know what she needs right now, Lord Father God, and we thanking you, Lord Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We pray for Carmen, Lord Father God, as well as her mom, Lord Father God. Father God, you know what they need, Lord Father God. Touch Carmen, mom, right now that's in the hospital, Lord Father God. Father God, make every which way whole right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, give Carmen, Lord. Father God, the strength, Lord. Father God, give her the peace, Lord. Father God, that she needs, Lord. Father God, within this hour, Lord. Father God. Father God, we also pray for Lisa's mother right now, Lord. Father, continue, Lord. Father God, to touch her, Lord. Father God, meet her needs, Lord. Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, as we hold these young men to you, Lord, Father God, asking you, Lord, Father God, for guidance and directions, Lord, Father God, for them, Lord, Father. We hold to you, Lord, Father God, Raheem, Lamar, Cahill, Ashley, Leroy, Lord, Father God, Michael Jr., right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for you to touch their hearts and their minds, Lord, Father God. Father God, raise them up, Lord, Father God, to be the man, Lord, Father God, that you have called them to be right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we continue, Lord, Father God, to thank you, Lord, Father God, for bringing Lillian Rutherford out of the hospital. Continue, Lord, Father God, to heal her body right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord, Father God, for Jackie right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, for her, Lord, Father God, is she about to do another surgery, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Father God, when that day approach, Lord, Father God, you be the surgeon, Lord, Father. You be, Lord, Father God, the attendants, Lord, Father God. And Father God, just touch her right now and give her the peace, Lord, Father God, that she needs right now. And we thank you, Lord, Father God, for her healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we continue to pray for those in Guatemala, Lord, Father God, those in Hawaii, Lord, Father. Father God, those, Lord, Father God, that has been suffering, Lord, Father God, with the loss of the loved one, with all the shooting, Father God, that is going on, Lord, Father God, have mercy today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, touch our listeners, Lord, Father God. You know what they need, Lord, Father God. Father God, and we thank you for supplying all their needs, Lord, Father. And Father God, if they need more of you, Lord, Father God, or need to be led to you, Lord, Father God, Father God, let them not be afraid, Lord, Father God, to touch that one, Lord, Father God, to be led to you, Lord, Father God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for hearing and answering prayers, Lord, Father. We ask you to cover this line right now under the blood, Lord, Father God, this broadcast, Lord, Father God, as it go across the nation, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for healing, delivering, and set free, Lord, Father God, those, Lord, Father God, that are listening now, Lord, Father, and those that will listen at a later date, Lord. Father God, touch them, Lord. I ask you today, Lord, Father God, as I plead the blood of Jesus over my apostle right now, Lord, Father God, my deacon, Lord, and my pastor, Lord, Father God, I ask you, Lord, Father God, to decrease them, Lord, Father God, as you increase in them. Use them, Father God, in a mighty and special way, Lord, Father God. Show up and show out, Lord, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, Father, have mercy today, Lord. God, we thank you today for all that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, we know that you heard the prayers of the righteous that avail much in praying for those that are in some type of need or another. Father, we trust that the word will find them this day, Father, in the name of Jesus today. And if you didn't get yours, call us and let us know, and we'll put your name on the prayer list, okay? All right. Let me give you a word for the day. Worry is wasting today's time by cluttering up tomorrow's opportunities with yesterday's troubles. Did you hear that? Worry is wasting today's time by cluttering up tomorrow's opportunities with yesterday's troubles. Now find out what you're doing today, huh? Amen, amen. Truly, we want to thank God for those that are here with us, Deacon Mike and Sister Diane, and of course you. And you. We appreciate you. We love you. We trust that one day we'll be able to shake your hand and put our arms around you and tell you, show you, and squeeze you tight to let you know that we love you. We really, really do love you, you and you. Oh, we thank God for you today. You just don't know how much we thank God for you. We've been on here how many years now, Miss Dad? We've been on this broadcast about 9 years already, somewhere in that neighborhood. And we've told you we love you, and we still love you. You haven't given us a chance. You didn't call us so we can tell you, hear your sweet voices. Huh? To know that you're on the other end. Yes, our special friends. Yes, we have special friends on the other end. Somewhere you are, some city, state, country, or town you're in, and we want you who going through something, we want you to know that we are here praying, you know. We got a friend who has a son, I believe it is, over in Bolivia, however you pronounce that name, some that country, and need prayer, and much more prayer. He and his family is there, okay? And I tell you, I sent the word, I say, I will be praying. And they sent me a word right back. Thank you. Thank you, because they need it. I don't know what's happening there. Is there some type of bacteria that has taken control of them? Is in that area or whatever it is in that country? But they're on a missionary trip there. All right? And I'm praying for them as we will be praying for you. Wherever you are, doesn't matter where you are, but just let us know, and we will pray for you also, okay? Bless God. Amen. Now, today, we know we are in a world now where nothing is certain, right? Nothing is certain anymore. Where it used to be, you could count on this, that, or the other. Let me tell you, people, you can't even count on food stamps no more, can you, if you get hungry? You can't count on standing on the corner with your little cup to collect a little offering to help you with your churches today, can you? You can't count on nothing, can you? I'm telling you. You can't count on nothing being safe. If you call the police, he'll blame you and lock you up. If somebody hurting you or whatever they're doing, okay? And nothing is guaranteed today. Now, what you going to do about that? When nothing is guaranteed, what are you going to do about that? Let me say something. With the enemy on the loose, there's nothing guaranteed nowhere ever has been. Because he's always at his job doing what? Trying to dismantle your place in God. Trying to destroy you, take from you. Hurt you, huh? Push you out of God in some way, form, or fashion. This is what he's doing. Now, if you don't think he's doing it, I don't know who you think doing it, but let me say this. You need help. You need help bad. Today we're going to talk about a few examples about it. And before it end, if we have time, we're going to tell you how to get through that, too. But listen, every man of God, a woman in the Bible, had some of these problems that we have. And now let me tell you, some of their problems are worse than ours. You don't think so. I know you say, nobody worse than what I'm going through. Everybody think theirs is the worst. Okay? But let me tell you, it's like this. If I complain about my feet, I look around and see somebody that ain't got no feet. Do you see what I'm saying? All right. Now, if I start thinking about all the other pains and stuff that I have, you think about people that don't have a limb to have a pain. or mind to have a pain. You see what I'm saying? When we start complaining about what we have, but if you look to someone else, they will be worse than you. And you need to do what? Shut up complaining, right?
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, come on, somebody. Think about it. I'm just going to talk a little bit about a few people in the Bible that had problems. Huh? And so their problems brought on them stress and strain. Huh? Strains and stress happening, depression. All these things were coming to the men and women of God. Now, it's what you do with them. It's what you do with them when they come, ain't that right? Listen, Jonah, let's do it, deal with him too, refused at first to go to Nineveh. So what happened? He ended up inside a fish's belly. Huh? Now, he refused to go where God told him to go. Now, I'm going to give you something to think about. Is it you too? God telling you to go to a certain place and do certain things, you decide you ain't going to do it? Now, he was, what would you call him? A backslidden preacher? Huh? Listen to him. A backslidden preacher is enough to make any size fish sick. Huh? He got in the sick, he got in the fish's belly. He's in there, and he made the fish sick. I'm going to get it right in a minute. I had to laugh about it myself. He made the fish sick. Now, that's making somebody sick, huh? Because he was a backslider. Now, he had problems, didn't he? Did he have problems? He had big problems. He had a whale of a problem, didn't he? My. Now, we had Moses. He lost interest into the promised land, huh? After, what did he do? He willfully disobeyed when he hit the rock twice and failed to sanctify God in the sight of his brother. Now, it sounds so small on it when you don't do what God called you to do. Well, God will forgive me. And that means, you know, this is some, it ain't so much, but you know, we have an excuse. Moses had an excuse too. Didn't he have an excuse? He had an excuse too. But he paid the price for that excuse. What price would you pay for your excuses? Think about this now. So he got mad and called them names. You know, them people. He called them people. You know how we do. Now, we don't know the consequences of what we do, do we? We are stressed out. They made us mad, angry, and we said something. We regret it later, but we said it. Huh? So it cost Moses his interest into the promised land. Now, let me tell you, something came occurred to me is just because that was his thing that he couldn't go in the promised land, but God let him see it, but he couldn't go there. Now, that did not say he did not make it into the kingdom. Huh? It didn't say that, so don't get up there and say, well, you mean to tell me he went to hell? No, he didn't go to hell for that. He didn't go to hell. But he was voided out the entrance into the promised land, what he had promised the people, where he was taking the people. He couldn't enter in himself. Now, you got to think about it. Boy, was I dumb. This is what you say. Man, I sure was crazy when I did that. I should have done what God said. It's too late now. You already done it, and you can't erase it. So think now, if you haven't done anything, think now that, you know, I'm going to try to do everything that God tell me to do and forget about what people say. Forget about how they look, because God knows they can look at you kind of crazy. They look at you like you done lost your whole mind, not half of it, your whole mind. You know how people look at you, roll their eyes and everything. And they tell you different things. See? And now that's a high price Moses had to pay, don't you think? Don't you think that was a high price? Think about it now. Now, let's go on a little further, talk about a few more of them. Saul lost the kingdom when he could not wait for the priest and stepped in his office. Everybody can lose something. And when they lose something that they hold dear and precious, job or what have you, church, what have you, they get stressful. I heard of a person, it was a pastor, and he had lost his church. Well, personally, I think it was his problem. His reason was because he was calling himself going different places, preaching and leaving his church unattended, and somebody just snuck in, the devil snuck in and took it. And he did what? He lost his mind for a while. Depression got him so bad, you see, because he built it himself and he lost it. It's why, disobedience, okay? You're doing so much for God and you're not doing anything, okay, because it's not where he told you to be and what he told you to do. Same way with Moses. He's doing for God, but, you know, he figured he was doing God a favor, helping God. God already instructed him what to do with the rock, but no, he did what he wanted to with the rock. Are you doing the same thing today? Think about it now. This is where prayer comes in. Prayer comes in at this point because you need to ask God about everything. Should I or shouldn't I? Come on now. Listen now. You're going to have to pay a tall price if you don't now. Believe me, a lot of things happen in our lives is caused by our disobedience. See? We all stressed out because of our disobedience. We depressed because of our disobedience. We are suicidal because of our disobedience in God. We either don't want to know God or we know somewhat of God and we refuse to do what God told us to do. Think about that now. I'm just giving you something to think about now. You are not the only person out there that got these problems. Now, David had a miserable life following his sin of adultery and murder. And let me tell you, the sword never left his family. Oh, he paid dearly for that, didn't he? He paid dearly for that, you know. I'm the king. I can do what I want to. Every time you think you're a leader, you can do anything what you want to. But every leader got somebody over them. And that somebody that's over them hold them responsible for what they do, whether they want to believe it or not, or whether they want to adhere to it or not. We have these things. We have preachers that say they don't want nobody to tell them what to do. Can't nobody tell them what to do. A prophet from God could come and tell them, and they will not accept it because it didn't come from them. And so when it don't come from them, now they have to do what? Pay the consequences, don't they? Y'all ain't get it. Y'all get it after a while. I'll tell you, the sword won't leave your family. Something will always be happening, won't it? Just think about it now. I'm just giving you a few examples and about this stress that you're carrying and that you got and you won't let it go. Solomon loved many strange women, didn't he? Now, he didn't believe what God told him. Out of the nations concerning which The Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. Leave them women alone. I don't care what they look like. Leave them men alone. I don't care what they look like, how much money they got. Leave them alone. And ladies, stay off the internet getting a man, huh? Stay off the messenger and all them other Instagrams and whatever you up there looking for, man. Don't be that desperate, because every time you do, you're going to catch hold of the devil. He'll either kill you, beat your brains half out, and then when you go back, you can't. Ain't no man going to look at you when he finished beating you all up in your face. Why they like to beat you in your face anyway? Now, they like it because of your looks. You look good and everything. But then when they get you, they start beating you all up in your face. That don't even make sense, do it? See? Well, now, you wanted them because they look good. Now, you got them, and you don't want to appreciate them. Huh? So you want to hurt them. All right? Don't make sense. Don't make sense. For they will return. This is what God told them. For surely they will turn away your heart after their God. This is what Solomon was told. Yeah? He was told this by God now. Now, Solomon, he always clung unto those in love that he loved. He had 700 wives, princes, and 300 concubines. That's too many women. And his wives turned away his heart. That's what the Bible says. Now, that's a stress, is having one wife. Ain't it? It's a strain and a stress. Because some of these women is a humdinger. Huh? It's a stress on a person. And a woman, she can have a stressful life with her husband, well, her only husband. You don't need no 700 of them. That's too many to be stressed over. And then they done took the love from God. You all in love with them and they God. Now, you know you ask for trouble, don't you? Something's got to happen. You think God lied? He said, I'm not a God that I should lie nor repent. See, he don't have to do neither one. See? So, what happened? Another king lose his king. Here we go. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done by thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely tear the kingdom away from thee and will give it to thy servant. Did you see that? Now, that's a high price to pay for all them women. You should let them women where you found them at. Left them right there.
Jesus.
Now, if you in that case, you know, I know there's a few preachers running around that got a whole lot of women, say they like Solomon. I say, well, your name ain't Solomon. No. And God only one made one Solomon there. That Solomon. King Solomon. He was rich, lots of wealth, more than any man ever had in the world. So therefore women, men, kings of other countries was giving him women, and get her, she pretty, get this one, she pretty, servants, he take them, he just take him a woman. See? Because he was the big chief. Okay, but it cost him. Are you going to let it cost you your soul? Your interest into the kingdom? Are you going to let people destroy you? Your space where it took you a long time to get where you are in God, and you allow someone to come up and take you and pull you out. You let something come up and pull you out. See, this is what I told the people for years. I said, listen, don't want anything so bad that you'll do anything to get it. Huh? When you want something, oh my God, obsessively want something or somebody, you'll do anything to get it. You'll resort to witchcraft, you'll resort to murder, all these things. You'll resort to these things because you allowed yourself to allow the enemy to do what? To bring destruction in your life. The spirit of destruction is in your life, and so when that spirit of destruction comes, it's going to destroy you any way that it can. And ain't a thing you can do about it because you don't have any help. You don't have nobody that you can turn to say, Lord, help me. Lord, let them pray. Pray for me, sister, brother, whoever that close to you. Mind who you got close. It ain't always who you think you be with. It can help you. They could be the one that's causing your downfall. So you got to watch as well as pray. Huh? Get into God, more into God, and God into you, so that you will be told, say, listen, this person is not good for you. I don't care if they're your mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, grandmama, gravy, or whoever. They ain't good for you, they ain't good for you. Stop allowing people to come into your life and take up residence there and control you. They control your ever being. You shouldn't go to church. Now, you know, if I'm married to a man, you know, I guess that's what happens to my life. I'm not going to let no man come up and tell me, you can't go to church because, you know, this and that. When you met me, I was in church. Now, how come you want to pull me out now?
Come on now.
I tell them, well, you go find you somebody else. Because when you met me, I was in church, and so now don't come up with that. You come up with that if you want to, but I'm gone.
Come on.
It's not worth me going to hell, leaving my God who done so much for me, saved my life many times,
yes,
when I was in a foolish situation, delivered me when I was sick, and the doctors say there ain't nothing he can do. That I was going to die at a certain age. See? Now, God that done that, done touched my children, kept them alive. Huh? And I'm going to let you come along and take that from me? I'm sorry now. Your relationship and mine just ain't going to work. See? I can talk about it because I tried him. And the enemy has come to do it, and this person had, I liked the person very close to me. That's what the person said to me. They wanted me see me back when I was in the world. No, you don't, because I was a humdinger. You wouldn't want me the same way. You better thank God that I don't go back that way. You see? So the devil plans these things to do what? To draw you out of God. So he can do what? Have control over your life. And then where are you? You're on a road of destruction. You see what I'm saying? Now, do you see it? Have you noticed the many examples of stress and strains for which the victims were obedient? When you were obedient, what happened? Have you noticed any of that too? Or you just notice what happens to the ones that disobedient. But think about the opposite, those that are obedient. Think about the three Hebrew boys. Now they decided, when they were telling about bowing before the images, with the trumpet sound, they say, well, you know, we ain't gonna bow. We ain't gonna bow. No, I don't bow before but one God. Can you say that? Their action meant a trip inside a fiery furnace. Now, you know, the devil gonna let you know what he gonna do to you now. You can make that choice if you want to. He try to scare you, don't he? With a fiery furnace. He try to scare you with losing your friends and your family. I found out if I lose my family, God will give me another family.
Yes, he will.
You see? Now, I had to lose my family before I could find out that God could do that. Because I wanted my family and they didn't want me, and so therefore I had a hard time until I let go. Hello? I had my fiery furnaces. You have yours? Or you dread being in one? You don't want to be alone. Oh, my, I want my family. I love my family. I found out something. If we let them go and let God have them, God can fix them where they'll be all right after a while. But it's going to take some time because you won't let them go. See? You won't let them go and let God. See? You know it ain't good for you. They're always doing something to you, trying to hurt you. And you still trying to tell me, oh, I'm going to do this here because I'm going to love them. Love them from a distance. But you get stronger and stronger in God that and leave them alone so God can take care of them. Because you can't. Evidently, your love is what's hurting them. Now, figure that one out. Now, you will not be willing to face such an ordeal, would you? You wouldn't want to go in no fire furnace, now, would you? Would you want to go in the fire furnace? No. Mm-mm. But they went on and told him they're not going to do it. Say, now, listen, God can deliver me if he want to, but if he don't, it's okay because I know he got another plan. See? Now, that's talking faith. You see how faith works? Y'all got it? Hmm? Okay. Now, it's a stressful situation. Just to think about it. You going in the fiery furnace, burning and all that. Just to think about that hot place. Hmm? Think about hell. Forever you burn. Think about that, too, while you're thinking. Mm-hmm. That means you can lose your fellowship and friendships of people. But you can remember one thing about that story. There's always maybe three got in there, but there was that fourth one that peered up in there, was with you, holding your hand, and told you, keep on praising me in here. And they praised him till the fire had to go out of all the heat. See, it wasn't fiery no more. It just looked pretty. But think about it now. When Daniel went in the lion, then the lion lost the appetite, didn't it? Because he was obedient, wasn't he? Huh? You see the difference? When he obedient, the lions lost their appetite and couldn't chew on him. In other words, they had to love him. They just snuggled up to him. Because what? He was God's man. And obedient wanted that. Isn't that right? When you want to be, they throw you in a lion den. You probably holler all the way. You wouldn't just go in and have confidence and say, God, now you know I need you to go in here with me now because I ain't got nothing to fight with and I don't know how to fight nothing like this here anyhow. So do that with every situation that you're in. Call on God for the answer to that situation, because every situation you're unable to handle yourself. So what you do, and then if you listen to too many voices, people here, people there, you talk to. Sometimes we do talk too much. We to too many different, the wrong people, not the people that can give us sound counsel. You said we don't go to them. We go to those that got unsound counsel and all. And all, see, so what you need to do is see Jesus, the wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace. That one, when you ask him about that, all right, God, now I'm in a situation. I know I got myself in this situation, Lord, say, but I need your help to get out of it, God. I can't make it without you. You know, you got to really tell him the intents of your heart. Tell him how you feel. and you are depending on him. Your faith is reaching out to God for the answer. And believe me, he'll do it. But now let me tell you, if you refuse to be obedient, hear me now. If you refuse to be obedient, you'll never see a demonstration of God's power in your life, in your ministry. Did you hear me? If you refuse to obey, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, look, sometimes God do things for, he has various reasons why he do whatever he do. But the thing is, you cannot doubt him because you don't understand what he's doing. Now, think about this. The partiality shown by his father was not the fault of Joseph. Now, Joseph's father, he, you know, when he started telling the dream, everybody going, what, you know, we supposed to bow down to you, what? You know, now, the boy ain't understood the dream yet, and they all knew it. Now, isn't that strange? He just telling the dream what he had, but he didn't say what it was about. He didn't say what it meant, but they knew it. It was not his dream. God gave that dream to him. That was God's invention. And he didn't know what he's going to do or where he's going. He was just trusting. He trusted his father. He trusted his brethren. See? So what happened? Not a moment did he realize his place in history. When they sold him, his brother sold him into slavery, and then they placed him in prison. He got in. He went in these places, made him a slave. Then he got in the place, and here comes, you think he already out of your home and been sold and everything and to be somebody's slave and all that. And here come the devil ain't through yet, is it? He bought what? Here go this old adulterous woman, Potiphar's wife. Now the man got more stress on him. I'm away from my father and everything I'm familiar with, and here I am in a strange land with some strange people, and I got to work this old job here. Ain't that enough stress to put you in depression for the rest of your life, isn't it? Under somebody's psychiatrist. Now, the stress came in the midst of obedience. That stress was in the midst of obedience, do you see? Do you understand? Now, you can be in obedience and get stressed out. You can be disobedient and get stressed out. Now, which one you want to do? Come on now, tell me, which one do you want to do? But Joseph continued to trust in God, didn't he? When you read the story, you find out he continued to trust God even though things looked at even worse than it did when he first got there. Because this woman went and lied on it. See? But he stayed in jail for a while because of that. Was he angry? The Bible didn't say he was angry, but he still did what he was supposed to. These guys got in jail, was in jail there with him, so he prophesied to them, so it didn't do too much for his gifts, did it? He still prophesied. Told them what to interpret, rather, the dream, and told them what the dreams meant. He told them what their dreams meant. But he didn't say what his dream had meant before. Now, he did not understand his dream. When did he understand his dream? When his brothers came to get food from Pharaoh. That's when the revelation came of what his dream was about, why he was there. Now, he done a lot of years done passed by, and he still don't know what, hey, I don't know what God had in plan. I'm just still serving God and praising him, glorifying, magnifying my God. Huh? You don't always know where God is taking you. Mm-hmm. But your thing is to do what? Continue to praise him, glorify him, and magnify him. Call on him in season and out of season. Call on him when you don't feel like it. Call on him when things look bad. Call on him when you know you done come to the end of the road and you don't know which way to go. Call on him. Do you see? Be like Joseph. Get the Joseph spirit. Huh? It don't matter where I am. The Hebrew boys, it didn't matter what happened to them. They say, where's your God now? You know, I'm finna put you in the furnace. Where you got it now? He ain't delivered you yet. Oh, but watch out. When you open your mouth and say, where is your God? He ain't delivered you yet. You're about to take my place. See them men with the furnace standing out there throwing them in? What happened? The fire sucked them in, didn't it? Burned them up. They took his place. Woo! Hello, somebody. Took his place. And watch out. It may work for you. See? It may work for you if you got the spirit of Joseph. Huh? It don't matter what situation I am in, I'm still serving God. I'm still praising him. I'm still glorifying him. You can talk any way you want to, say anything you want to, call me anything you want to, but I'm still praising him. I refuse to get stressed out until I want to commit suicide. I refuse that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Bind it up, cast it out right now into outer darkness in Jesus' name. Hmm? The blood is against you, Satan. The blood is against you. See, you got plenty words that God gave you to say over these situations. Huh? So why would you allow the enemy to cloud your mind where you cannot remember a word to say to Satan to get him off your back? To let him know that you're in charge. He's not in charge. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody. Glory to God. Now here comes Joseph's brothers over there to get some food and not. So finally he, you know, presented himself as who he was. First he played with them, you know. Scared them up a little bit. Hey, you know that's what you would have done, wouldn't you? Scare them up a little bit because of what they done to you. But then when God revealed why they did it, they could go no other way but to that way to get him in position. See, all the things that happen to you are not bad, but they have to get you in the positions to be blessed. Hello, somebody. Oh, I need some help up in here. Woo! Hallelujah. Just put you in a position to be blessed. All the troubles and the heartaches and the headaches and the pains and the sufferings you went through, the mental anguishes you went through and the distresses that you went through, it was only a setup to bring you into the place where God needs you to be at. Yes, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody help me. Oh, my God. Now, it sounds hard, don't it? Sound like little guy that God could have done it another way. You would say, God, you could have done it another way, couldn't you? Didn't have to be so bad, did it? But how was you going to learn what you had to learn? Huh? And when you begin to get there, how are you going to know that this is where you belong unless you had to pay the full penalty to get there? Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. You there? Go ahead. Praise God. Joseph just told his brother, say, I'm Joseph. And they look at him and say, yeah, Joseph who? He see him in the garbs of a Pharaoh people. He looked like Egyptian to me, so he probably been out in the sun. The sun done baked him up a little bit more too, you know, so he probably looked like Pharaoh's people and looked like Pharaoh and all this. You're wearing Pharaoh's ring, ain't you? And all of this. Now, you mean you Joseph. Joseph who? Wouldn't you have these type of thinking going on at a time? You done forgot it. Been so long. You done forgot you sold the boy. He probably dead and gone by now.
Come on now.
Huh? See, you allow that sin to take root into you till you done forgot it, and now you ain't repented of what you did. So it come back to haunt you, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody. My God. Stop trying to hide your sin. Because, listen, Spirit of Joseph going to reveal it. Hallelujah. So he told him, your brother. I'm Joseph, your brother. The one you sold in Egypt. Remember him? Hey, he had to refresh their mind. Remember him? I'm him. Hello. But he said, don't be afraid. Don't be grieved. Don't be grieved. He had to break it down to him. Said, don't be grieved. Don't be angry with yourselves. It's over. I'm not holding nothing. He said, but God did send me before you to preserve life. I'm here because of God. God sent me here for this task, that I can feed my family. You see what I'm saying? Let go, let God do what he's doing. And when you look around, God has done touch your family. And when you look around, your family going to have to seek your face. Huh? And they're going to have to ask something of you. Because God had it in plan all the time. He brought you through so much turmoil and stress and anger in your family. They ain't got there yet, but they fixing to. Somebody tell yourself now, my family's getting ready to cooperate.
My family's getting ready to cooperate.
See, it's a time.
Yes.
And you can't try to tell God what to do. He do it how he want or when he want.
Yes, he
and he's looking for your patience. He said, in your patience possess ye your soul. This is what he said. Is he not?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is what he do. Praise the Lord. So you want to possess your soul? You don't want to go the other way, do you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. God is good, ain't he?
Amen.
God just be blessing us every time you look around. God blessing us, ain't he? Oh, he set you up. Listen, you that's going through right now, God has set you up for a blessing that you, oh, my goodness, you ain't going to even know how it came and why God was so good. Then you sit down and think about it. Say, Lord, I thank you for bringing me through them trials. I thank you for bringing me through them situations in my life. I thank you, Lord, for opening doors for me. I thank you, Lord, for healing my old body from time to time. Every time the enemy strike my body, Lord, you heal me. I just thank you, Lord, for lifting me up when I was down in the dumps, God. I just thank you, Lord, when you made a way out of nowhere for me, God. You can just keep on thanking him, glory to God, for everything that he done. When the devil thought he had you, but God said, oh, no, devil, you can't do it today. You got to get away from here right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is right there for you right now, people. He's there for whatever the situation is. It's already solved. Don't you worry a bit. Don't you worry one second more. Get rid of it. Throw it out right now because it's already solved. And guess what? Say it now, and it's in my favor. It's in my favor, God. Oh, my. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise him right now. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. That Joseph spirit is operating right now, isn't it? Even in the midst of your trials right now that you're going through. Can I feel that warmth in you? Huh? Feel like your heart is bubbling over right about now? Huh? Oh, my God. Don't you feel that good feeling all over you? Don't you want to shout? Don't you want to holler? Don't you want to do something? Go outside and run down the road and holler, hey, hallelujah. Say, God just did something for me. My. Hallelujah. Say, that spirit of Joseph is working in me. Oh, I've been through trials and tribulation. I went through it all, Lord, but I'm over it now. Oh, God, you took me up to the highest mountain, and you let me see the promised land. I didn't fail you, God, because I want to go in. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going in now. I'm going in. Ooh, my God. Ooh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I feel something happening here today. To you, you, and you. Something is happening to me. Woo, Lord, I'm thanking God for. Looked like it was darkness all around. Looked like every time you turn around, it was dark around you. The enemy, when you see that darkness, that means the enemy is all at present trying to do what? Blind you from seeing the light. But this is the day that the light has come. Huh? It's illuminate you right now so you can see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And it's all yours. He promised you. Yes, he is your provider, and he has provided for you, just for you. It's going to come out all right. I'm telling you today, it's going to be all right. It's all right right now if you believe it. Huh? The thing is, you've got to do what? Believe. You believed him for salvation, didn't you? Now, why can't you believe him for this too? Huh? You're going to obey his word. You're going to obey what he said today. I'm going to believe you, God, trust you, God. I'm not going to doubt you one iota. I'm not going to doubt. Now, you doubted before. Well, Lord, what am I going to do? When we start saying what we're going to do, that means we doubt. I say, God, what you going to do? Because I ain't doing nothing. I'm just leaving it to you, God. Because I don't know how to solve it. I can't get this thing done. I don't know who to see or what to see or what to do. So I'm going to have to leave it into your hand and trust you to get it done. Hello, somebody. And then I can say, well done. Oh, God, people hear me all over the neighborhood, don't they? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell you. Now,
thank you, Lord.
Now we can go into the New Testament and talk about Paul and Silas. Mm-hmm. Huh? And they was in the ministry for Jesus in Philippi, somewhere in Philippi and all of that. They didn't have the Hilton Hotel, Marriott and all that. Huh? They ain't had that, but there they was. Hmm? What happened? They end up in jail. And all they was doing was coming to ministry. Huh? To minister. That's all they done, to minister. And where was they found at? They done put their feet, got their feet all bound up with chains, and the backs was bleeding because they beat them and everything because of the gospel. Would you take that? Now, you don't have. You may not, but then you may too have to take that, because we got some nuts going on these days. Everywhere. It ain't just here in America. It's everywhere. You hear what I'm saying? Are you going to go where God send you at? Because you might get your back beat, or you may get your foot in stock and your hands bound up and thrown in jail? Hmm? Do you know that could happen to you? Hmm?
It could happen right now today. It wasn't just for that time. This, the devil's still working. He's still doing them things. Mm-hmm. You know it. You read the paper, don't you? Or hear the news or something, don't you?
Yeah. Hmm?
But what happened? They end up in jail, didn't they? Hmm? But while they was in jail, did they start the screaming and hollering and everything and fighting and everything? No. Hmm. What they did? The Bible said they prayed. They prayed and sang praises unto God. And when they did it, the other prisoners heard. Somebody else was being blessed even though they was in there. Now, they were in that place for what? So that somebody else could hear the gospel. You might throw me in jail because I'm out there preaching, but when I come in here, I'm going to still preach. You see what I'm saying? You use what God gave you. Where he gave you at. Huh? If it's in your neighborhood, preach to the people in your neighborhood. Talk to somebody about the Lord. Don't say I got to go over into another neighborhood. Just talk to them ones there, whether they want to hear it or not. Because naturally, they ain't going to want to hear it. But Paul and Silas sang and prayed at midnight in the Acts. They sang and prayed. Huh? And when they sang and prayed, they seen the hand of God at work. Do you understand that? They came to minister anyway, just didn't say where. When I get there, I'm thinking I'm coming out here having good old fashioned street meeting. He ain't had no street meeting, huh? They had a street beating, beat them up, put them in jail. But when they got in jail, they say, listen, we going to do what we came for. And they sang praises and prayed unto God, and all them prisoners heard it. And what happened? They want to know, too, what they can do to be saved. They want what they wanted. Because when they come in jail, they wasn't thinking about all the beating that they had. They wasn't crying and complaining. They were praising God. And they say, I ain't never seen nobody do this before. And they want the same thing, didn't they? Huh? Hello, somebody. They want the same thing. They didn't get stressed out. When I get out of here, I'm going to kill somebody. When I get out of here, I'm going to get revenge. You know, they don't need no revenge on nobody. God will give them all the revenge you need. And he could do it better. Huh? Leave them people alone. Let God have them. Huh? Leave them alone. See? Ain't too many preachers going to give their life up to go to jail. Some go. I don't know what to do when they get in there. I ain't heard nothing. Nobody ain't told the story yet. You understand? They got in there and cried like a baby. Oh, Lord, I did everything you said. Why you put me in this jail? Why not? Huh? He said go into all the world and preach the gospel, didn't he? That's part of the world, isn't it? In there, so you shouldn't have done whatever you done to get there, because God have a plan even when you get there. No, now that you're there, have the Joseph spirit and do what? Help the people in the jail. Because there's some hopeless people with hopelessness is in there. Need to hear Jesus. And you have the opportunity, huh? All right, all right, all right. Well, I just want to give you a few people. There's more in there. There's a few people that has come through stressful situations just as bad as you have. Some was through disobedience and some to obedience. Now, which one are you working with today? Hmm? Is the stress is through your obedience or is the stress come through what? Now, when that stress comes, that's through your obedience, God is always going to work that out. Don't you know that? You will see a miracle happen when you go through that. You understand? And you know, I was thinking about for a minute, I was thinking about earlier about Rahab. I say, now, Rahab had a very stressful time, I believe, because the people seen the men go to her house. You know, seen them go over there. So therefore, they must have was doing what? Watching her all the time, wasn't it? Now, she was the town holly. Why you got to watch her? You know what she would do, what she do. Maybe the man come to see her for something. But they figured those were not the same kind of men that usually go and look for her service. They know, see, the devil know. And so can you imagine after them men, they want to know where the men go? What you did with the men? Where they went? Huh? I guess they just carried on, watched her all the time and everything. That's stressful. She got to wait to be delivered now because they said it. Now, they didn't look at the string. They didn't think nothing of the string that's hanging from a window. But they going to hell hike her. What are men doing? Where they at? What you did with them? Huh? Uh-huh. They went the other way. Went some way. They went on over to something. They ain't here. You can look. So they looked around to see. That's stressful. You know them people don't like you. You know them people been giving you a hard time all your life. Ain't that stressful? But you were still hanging on to that thread. You weren't letting nobody touch it either, was you? Because God's men put that up there and say, when I see that, we'll know not to bring your building down. See? Not to kill y'all. You see what I'm saying? God had a plan for her. Even though she was in a bad situation, God had a plan for her. Even though she lived a raggedy life, God still got a plan for you. Don't care if you in jail, God got a plan for you if you let him plan it on you. And you follow the plan. How about that? Will you follow the plan? Tell me something. Will you follow the plan? Come on, somebody. I need you to follow the plan today. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. If you stressed out, you can get prayer today. Oh, we go. Praise God. You stressed out, all right, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
okay. Anybody want to have something to say today? You want to talk about it? You got a stressful situation? You got something you'd like to say concerning? You want to be released right now? Hey, hallelujah.
Right now.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. We know our dear Pastor Dungy is there. We know she is there. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know she got something good to say to us. Somebody got something good to say. Go ahead. Good morning, my darling. Hello. Went to sleep. Oh, Pastor Dungy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hello. Good morning, Pastor Dungy. Okay. I don't know what happened to the line. Sometimes things happen. Could be raining there too. Ain't no telling what's going on. All right. Someone else. All right. Pastor Sharon. Hello. Is my phone on? Hello. Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord, thank God for the word that concerning with Rahab, and there is times in our life that we don't understand. I like when you're talking about Joseph. Even though Joseph had the dream, he did not know the meaning of the dream. It was not revealed fully to him what it was all about. But then it was revealed to him at the end when he was walking the things were being manifested in front of him, then he was reminded of the dream that he had, because it all came to pass. And it just reminded me that there's times when God reveals certain things to you. You may have a dream, but you don't understand it fully. But then when it starts manifesting itself, it may take a long time. But when the word dream manifests itself, then you have full and better understanding of the why. And I just thank God for the word that lets you know that even though you may be going through different things in your life, know that God is there with you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you, but he'll be right there just for you. And there's nothing, I loved it, that even the ones that are looking for you and your enemies and ones that whatever assignment the enemy sent to do in your life, or you can say the enemy assigned them your way to stir you up. But you know what? I thank God that he still gives you the victory even through the process. And I thank God for the word, because it let me know today even more, reassure me even more that God is the one. He sees all, he knows all. If we depend on him and trust in his word, he will bring everything to pass. And he is the burden bearer. He's the one that can regulate situation. He's the one that will let his word come to pass. And let us know that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand. And we have to know the word of God and stand on the word of God, what God has told each and every one of us to do. Are we obedient to his word? And if you are not, start walking in the spirit of obedience to the word of God, because that's when you will have good success. And also, a jewel that has been given out today, even about Moses, you know, he did not go into the promised land. But don't think he made it into, you know, people will say, well, he probably didn't make it to heaven. But I thank God for you expounding on that little jewel also today, to let us know that, yes, the person may miss one thing, right? But that doesn't mean that they miss the other. God has a plan for each and every one of us' life. He has a purpose for us, and we have to walk in his purpose today, and knowing nothing he allowed to come our way, know that he will bring us into a place of victory. He is the one that will bring us into a place in victory. He just teaching us how to war. He just teaching us how to stand. He just teaching us how to endure, knowing that he is the one that's leading and directing us into all truth today. So I thank God for the word of God that came forth today, because I tell you, like I said, when the word comes forth, it's something that's going on all around us, and the listeners can identify with the word today, to know that when anything pops up, don't just start falling out, but say, okay, God, what is this now? And he will give you the instruction that you need to how to go through it, how to be an overcomer, and know that he still has your back, the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, you want to dig a mic? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word. We thank the Lord because everybody got something going on. Everybody got little problems here and there. A lot of us view our problems as bigger than others. Some of us don't look at it as, oh, well, hum bum. But, you know, it's a thing that God has and for us, and we got to look at the tests that we go through. We got to look at the obstacles we go through in life, because there's always obstacles in life to jump through and to go through. So we need to understand on how to handle these things. We need to get ourselves in order to proceed with the word of God. You know, I be thinking to myself about
things and issues and problems that I may have. And I think about that, and I always think about saying, well, you know, if I was back in the Bible days, how can I handle this at this time? You know, because those people back there had faith. A lot of them had unending faith. A lot of them had unnerving faith. You know, and these days, our faith is like a used Kleenex, you know, because soon as something happens, we blow it and we throw it away, you know, and we need to learn to stand up for the word of God. We need to keep ourselves together, you know, because a lot of times we'll fold like a missing jigsaw puzzle, a missing piece, you know. We'll never be complete. Because we always got that one little piece missing, you know, because we'll go so far and we'll say we got it. We got the faith and we hold on. We'll go so far, but there's always something missing. There's always another little piece that is not complete that we can't seem to get, you know. And the point, what I'm trying to make is, how can we get there? How can we fill in that piece? You know, how we fill in that piece is we have to get with God, and we have to understand what God has in store for us, and we have to understand, where do you stand in the Lord? How far does your faith go? How far do you believe? See, a lot of us only believe to a certain point, till the road get rocky. See, a lot of people have faith long as things are going good. But when things going bad, you know, all that's out the window, you know. So we need to understand that God is there with us in the good times, and he's there with us in the bad times. And people don't want to come unto that knowledge, because some people just like misery, you know. Let's just leave it like that. Some people just like misery, you know. So, you know, it's always something, you know. So I understand that point. But, you know, people, hey, some of us like to cry all the time. See, that there's another story, you know. Hey, I'm one of those whiners and criers. Hey, I ain't gonna deny it, you know. I don't know, I guess I feel better when I whine and cry, you know. I know God's going to help me, but, hey, I just like whining and crying. Maybe somebody will pay attention, you know. So you know, that's nothing new to me, but I understand what's going on. I understand that a lot of things be planted in you that I have to work on. You know, but that's no thing. That's no, how you say it? That ain't such a big obstacle to me, but it is something. It is a little issue. It is something to deal with. You know, I'm just letting you know about me. It is an issue to deal with. You know, but hey, with the help of God, it'll get through. It'll get done. So I don't worry about it, you know. So therefore, I just put it in the hands of the Lord, and let the Lord peel it away, let the Spirit peel it away, you know, skin by skin, it'll go. So I'm not worried about that, you know. The point of that is, it's these other things you got to get rid of too, you know. So all of us got a little something that we got to get rid of. All of us got little issues, big or small, no matter how you look at it. The small ones lead to big ones, and the big ones can lead to small ones if we want to, or to get even bigger. But that's on us, because we got free will, and that's on us. That's on our hands that we got to deal with ourselves. But with the help of God and the help of the word of God, we can get through. That's all it is. We can get through. We can make sure that we get through with what has to be done if we put ourselves in the hands of God. But that's what the main problem is. A lot of us don't want to put ourselves wholeheartedly in there. A lot of us go, we try to short arm God, so to speak.
But we need to know that God is going to be right there. But we got to get there, too. We got to reach out, too. We just can't sit back and say, well, God will handle it. No, it's things we got to do, too. You know, we got to have faith. We got to walk in that walk. We just can't talk it. We got to believe that it's going to happen. We got to have faith that it's going to happen. We got to have enough faith to walk through. We got to have enough faith that God has that missing piece of the puzzle for us. So that's my testimony today, and that's my thing. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the word that came forth from Apostle Porter. We always thank you for using her in a mighty and special way, bringing forth that word, touching, Lord, Father God, who it needs to touch at the time, Lord, Father, because we know, Lord, Father God, that you are an on-time God, Lord, Father God. And each word, Lord, Father God, that you bring forth, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God. For it, Lord Father God, being a word of today, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father God, for the word from Pastor Sharon and Deacon Michael. We just thank you, Lord, for just the word just coming forth and hoping and praying today that each and every one of y'all was touched by that word today and question yourself today, are you refusing to go where God sent you? Are you refusing even to accept God into your life today? Are you refusing to change? Oh, that word refusing, I tell you, say to say that you will not accept, to say or show that you are not willing to do something that someone wants you to do. You refusing. Are you refusing what God tell you to do? Repent today. Ask God to forgive you and invite him into your life today. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. If you would like to bless the woman of God for the word that has been coming forth, knowing that she has been praying for you, allowing God to use her to minister into your life, using this broadcast, whatever device, Lord Father God, that she used, whether it be the telephone or just seeing you in person, and God has used it to bless you or your family, you can send that donation to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can go on our website, LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and you can hit that donate button and go ahead and sow your seed. If you'd like to just pay your tithes into the ministry, go right ahead. Go to Logion International Ministries. That's LOGION International Ministries. And hit that donate button. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, I stop worrying?
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands that everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.